One of the main things that we talk about at our church, that we believe in our community, that we say about God is that he is a father. And that's not just in based on our experience of fatherhood. It's the best possible fatherhood that there can be. So it overshadows the imperfect fatherhoods that some of us can offer, and it is perfect. We talk about God as a father who is good, who loves us, who has good things for us, and who invites us and calls us his daughters and son. He's not just a father, he is our father. And he has brought us into his home, and he has given us his name, and he has clothed us and cleansed us, and we have then a right to his inheritance. Because ours is not just a father, he's not just our father, but he's a good, good father.
He's a good father, is who you are, is who you are, is who you are, and I'm loved by you, is who I am, is who I am, is who I am, you are. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
But the awareness that not only is God our good, good father, your good, good father, but also that he calls you daughter and son, could that be enough to invite you into faith? Now recently we did a sermon series on the book of Jonah. And the major theme was not only in this sermon series did we talk about the Father who is good, but we talked about the Father who pursued us, because oh, how so often do we find ourselves running away from him? Maybe some of us are running away today, but we believe that this God pursues us because he loves us too much to let us get away. He loves us too much to let us stray for him for far too long. He wants us in the home, and so he goes after us. He pursues us with a love that's deep, a love that's kind, not condemning, a love that is, as we sang earlier, furious.
His deep, his love is wide, and it covers us. His love is fierce, his love is strong, oh, it is furious. His love is sweet, his love is wild. In his waking heart to life.
Yes.
His love is deep, his love is wide, and it covers us. His love is fierce, his love is strong, oh, it is furious. His love is sweet, his love is wild, and his waking heart to life.
Could the awareness that God's love is furious in a good way, that it covers you, could that be enough to invite you to have faith? Now, we don't only talk about God the Father here, we also talk about Jesus. We spent some time talking about Jesus earlier in the spring. We talked about Jesus' humanity. We talked about him being the townie, the one who's around us, the one who's in the midst of us, the one who is part of the community. We talked about him as the one who stands up when the wrongs are done because he wants them righted. We talked about him as the source of all wisdom. We talked about him as the one who takes on the blame for our sins and dies on the cross and does not let death defeat him so that death cannot defeat us. We talked about the name of Jesus as one in which there is power so that nothing can hold us down, so that nothing can tear us apart, so that nothing could bind us. So we've sung here about the power of the name of Jesus. That breaks every single chain.
To break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Could the promise of not ever being bound by anything because of the power that is in the name of Jesus, could that be enough for you to have faith and take your next step? Now, lastly, we talk about this one all the time. We are a CNMA church. We talk about the Holy Spirit. I love that we talk so much about the Holy Spirit here. And in this last spring, as the spring was ending and the summer was beginning, we focused on the Holy Spirit who speaks. The Holy Spirit who is real and present, who is a person of the Trinity, not an it. Who partners with us and with whom we partner if we listen. If we listen. If we give Him our all. If we say, welcome. If we surrender. And we invite Him to fill us and use us. And what we sing here to remember that is a song aptly titled, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fill up this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Could the promise of a Holy Spirit who speaks, who fills, could that be enough? Could that be enough to know that that is there, to hear about it? Could that be enough for you to take the next step? Rahab had much less than we do, actually, now that I think of it. She had heard much less, because at the very least, we have Rahab's story. She was living it. We get to hear it. But we also get to know what Rahab's legacy is. Rahab was rescued when Jericho was taken along with her family. And we don't hear much about her after that. But we see her appear on a very important list in the New Testament. Not only in this one in Hebrews, but in Matthew 1, she appears as part of the genealogy of Jesus. That's what Rahab's legacy was. Rahab's legacy led to Jesus. All she had to go on, all she had to go on was what she had heard about God. She hadn't experienced Him. She hadn't heard from Him. All she had was God's reputation. Many of us have more than that. But there are still steps we need to take. So today, as you were thinking about that barrier, here's what you have heard. And I wonder if you might be ready to take the next step. You've heard that God is great. He's the name above all names. You've heard that you're a child of God and fear no longer has to have power over you. We talk about God's love as a father that is so, so good that He calls us daughters and sons. We're not others, we are His. We talked about a God who will pursue you. Listen to me, if you walk out of here and don't take the next step, God is not done with you. God will continue to pursue you, but why continue to run when you can enjoy all that he has for you? We talked about the power in the name of Jesus. It's a power that says you don't have to be bound by anything else. So would you have faith today to give over the chains that you have and see him break them so you no longer have to walk with them? Lastly, we talk about the Holy Spirit who can fill us. Would that be enough? Rahab's legacy was to be in the line of Jesus. What legacy could God work through you if you take that step today? Friends, when I was a college student, I heard and saw a lot about God. I had experienced God in the past, but I was going through a very dry season because I had walked away from him. And I saw people who worshiped God. I saw people who lived a life that was faithful to him. And I saw people who followed what he said. But more than that, I heard what they said. They talked about a God who loved. They talked about a God who saved. They talked about a God who transformed, and that was enough for me. Today, as you look and think about what is keeping you from taking that next step, I wonder if you would respond with, based on what I've heard, nothing. I wonder if you can see all that we've said about God break through whatever barrier is there. I'm going to give you some time to actually think about that. And then I'm going to have two responses. So based on what you've heard, could you say today, nothing is keeping me from the next step? Take some time. All right, I want to speak to for a moment to those who have not been baptized. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or anything like that, but I want you to pay attention to me for a moment. If you've not yet been baptized, but do call on Jesus as your Savior and Lord or want to take that step, I want you to know that you can be baptized today. The next step for you is most certainly to make a public declaration that you believe in Jesus and are giving him your life. I can guarantee it. The next step is most certainly that you join in with the community and declare that you are putting the old person to death and are rising as someone new. And I want to tell you that that can happen today. Based on what you've heard about God, would it be enough for you to commit your life to him and to the community? If that's you, in a moment, I'm going to invite you to stand. Think about it. What barriers are left for you to make that declaration? What barriers? It's a great day to get baptized. We're doing it outdoors. That's amazing. We have a picnic to celebrate. We have people here who love you. Wouldn't it be a great day? Wouldn't it be a great memory? A great story to tell? That on the day you weren't planning it, God met you. And you said yes to him. And everyone knew about it. And everyone celebrated with you. Wouldn't that be a great thing? So if there are those of you who are here who have not yet been baptized and want to make that decision, I'm going to invite you to stand now. If you're there, if you're here, to stand and say, yes, I will say I want to follow Jesus. I will make that public declaration because what I've heard about God is enough for me to take that risk, is enough for me to have faith, is enough for me to believe that the promises are true and that the new life that he has promised is real. So if that's you, would you stand? And you can stand as I continue to talk. I see you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm going to keep talking, but as you stand, if you would pass over here to the front, and I'm going to invite Robert and Pat, if you could help for a moment and just talk to our friend here. And you can keep coming. You can keep coming, because the other invitation is for the rest of us. You've either written down what your barrier was or you thought about it. If today your answer is that I can move past that barrier, I can have faith in that, I'm going to take the next step, I'm going to ask you to do something risky. I'm going to ask you to share it with a neighbor. You don't have to go into details, but just make the declaration today, based on what I've heard about God, I have faith to take the next step. And then just invite them to pray for you. The worship team is going to play for us, so I'm going to invite them to come up. But while that's happening, you have two things you can do. You can turn to someone and tell them, here's what I'm taking the next step, or I have enough faith to take the next step based on what I've heard about God, or you can still come up if you want to get baptized. So let me pray for us, and then the response is yours. Lord Jesus, you're a good father. We sing it, and we want it to be at the core of our bones, in our very DNA, and our soul, and our heart. We want it to pierce us. We want to live in light of that. We want to be able to say there is no barrier that we can't bring to the Father and the Father cannot break, because the Father loves us and wants good things for us. May it be true. Father, today we've heard the story of a woman who signed her death warrant with no guarantees, but she had faith that the God who had done amazing things, the God who she'd heard had done amazing things, actually did them and would do them for her. We praise you for the legacy of Rahab. We praise you because in the moments where our life feels dry, for those of us who've been following you for years, where we feel like we can't hear you, or we feel like we don't know what's next, or we feel like we haven't seen your power, where we feel blinded, we can say we have enough because of the testimony of God to take the next step. So, Father, may we do so today and always. In the name of Jesus, amen.